Well, I think we should get going. What do you think? We're already running late, so I reckon it's time to get this show on the road, eh? And there are a few more people to come in. I would just like to warmly welcome you all here today to the 10-year EMF Symposium. It's a great honour and pleasure for me to be here as your Master of Ceremonies today and the Chair of the Board of the EMF. For those of you who don't know, my name's Anthony Bell and I'm the Director of Emergency Medicine at Royal Brisbane Hospital, the Chair of the Board, and have also been the recipient, thankfully, of some EMF grants over the years, and I'm very grateful for that. So just by way of housekeeping, there's a few things that we just need to clear up before we start. If people could please just turn their phones off if they haven't done so already. The social media people who like to tweet and other things. EMFSYM17, if you could hashtag that, please. And then, of course, no introduction would be complete without talking about fire facilities and food. Fire exits are labelled. Facilities are outside to the right and into the corridor behind us. And food will obviously be served out in the area outside, immediately outside. We've got a great lineup of speakers today. Invited speakers that have come from all over the world to share with you their experiences and to hopefully inspire you to do good things and better things in the future. I'd also like to welcome Michael Walsh, the Director General of Queensland Health, Jerry Fitzgerald, Martin Tan from New Zealand, and also Professor Catherine Maitland, who's come all the way from Kenya. I'd like to acknowledge the Jagera people, the traditional owners of the land on which we stand, and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging community leaders. University of Queensland is our main sponsor for this event, and I would like to thank them and recognise their contribution to the life of EMF in terms of their collaboration on no fewer than 26 projects worth more than $3.2 million. In addition to that, sharing in the capacity building capabilities through co-support of a research manager at the PA Hospital. Our other sponsors, Visera, who connect all of us with their communication platforms, to QUT for sponsoring the real world benefits of collaboration session that we have later on, and to also welcome Jerry Fitzgerald as a representative of QUT, but also as one of the founding fathers, I suppose you could say, of this organisation when it was initiated some 10 years ago. To the University of Southern Queensland, who are sponsoring the future directions of emergency medicine research. And not to forget, for those of you who were here yesterday, the pre-symposium workshops that Julia Quilley presented in, through the sponsorship of the Griffith Medical School and the Menzies Research Institute. To JCU for providing our very important caffeination between the sessions. To HESTA and to all of our exhibitors, namely Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, GE Health, Radiometer and CSIRO's Australian eHealth Research Centre. Specifically Fisher & Paykel with their industry support and collaboration with the paediatric researchers at Lady Cilento Hospital in and around non-invasive ventilation options for children. To GE for their work and collaboration with Kylie Baker on the ultrasound research that she is undertaking. And to the Australian eHealth Research Centre, who have been involved in many, many projects with many of you here today. All the way back in the beginning, when David Green got one of the first grants in the development of the patient admission prediction tool. And to Radiometer, who are providing point-of-care testing platforms for critical care. So could you please all join me in thanking our sponsors and exhibitors today, please? So EMF really has come a long way. It prides itself on supporting the most innovative and exciting emergency medicine research I think we've seen in this country. We're enormously grateful for the support of the Queensland Government, who have underwritten us with a $2 million funding arrangement for the last 10 years, which is ongoing. And since its inception in 2007 as the QEMRF, we've grown and we've morphed. We've now become a body that really should and can have a national footprint as the Emergency Medicine Foundation. So in celebrating our symposium today and the achievements that we've had over the last 10 years and to the improvements that we've seen in the delivery of healthcare in this state and indeed throughout Australia and indeed internationally with much of the work that has been funded by EMF, we're enormously proud. EMF has a grant selection process second to none. It is supported by the selfless work of many individuals, some of whom are here, through the Strategic Advisory Committee, the Scientific Advisory Committee, the Research Evaluation Panels and the Strategic Grants Committee, and of course the Board. We're speeding up the rate of translation of research in this state and throughout Australia, and we're increasing the rate of uptake of evidence-based medicine in so many areas. As we look forward to the future, I'd like to invite all of you to participate and to embrace today as the starting point of the next 10 years of the EMF as we move forward. So in working closely with you and with the Department of Health, I'd like to welcome Michael Walsh to the stage to officially open the 10-year EMF symposium.